It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is a theme week this week.
I knew it.
So you mentioned that yesterday we were out at the estate marketplace.
Yes.
If you missed our broadcast from there, we had a visitor with us.
Yes.
We had a little baby bird that fell onto our table from a nest that was up above us.
In the lettering above the front of the building.
Yep. Yeah. And so this baby bird just was sitting on our table for the entire broadcast, basically.
Yeah.
A lot of people drew quite a crowd. A lot of people came up to see it.
Yeah, well, the bird was singing along with the music.
He was. And so that kind of inspired the theme week this week.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be about birds.
Oh, birds.
About birds. Well, and you know how much I love birds. You make fun of my bird app all the time.
I do. Constantly.
Yeah. So I should say also that last week I had a robin's nest that was built on my porch light next to my front door.
Oh, at home. Yeah.
Yeah, at home. And I tried to take it down when I first noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't get the hint. And it just the next day there was a full on nest up
there.
Wow. Like I took it down and then, yeah, and then it was full on nest up there. So I left it up there.
Mm-hmm.
But then yesterday, it was on the ground. Something knocked it off the light, and there was an egg that was broken on the ground, and it was very sad.
Oh, that is very sad.
I know. I was like hoping for little baby birds up there, but whatever. It's fine.
Okay.
So anyways, we're going to start our theme week off by talking about the American robin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The American robin. Sure.
So early colonial settlers named the American robin for its resemblance to the familiar but unrelated European robin.
Ah. Different accent, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smaller, also, but also has...
Wait, which one's smaller?
The European robin, is smaller, but also has the orange chest and the upright posture.
The upright posture.
Right. Nice. So the American robin is widely distributed throughout North America, wintering from southern Canada to central Mexico and along the Pacific coast.
Mm.
According to the Partners in Flight database, the American robin is the most abundant land bird in North America with 370 million individuals.
Wow.
And that's ahead of red-winged blackbirds, introduced European starlings, mourning doves, and house finches.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different kinds of birds. I don't know much about birds, but
yeah.
See, there's just so many.
Well, you're gonna learn a lot this
week. I fear I will, yeah.
And the American robin is also the state bird of Connecticut, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Oh, so multiple states can have the same bird?
Of course.
I didn't know that was allowed.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I don't know. I just let every state have their own everything.
Oh, no.
Can we duplicate other things?
I don't know.
But birds we can.
Yeah, okay. For sure. The American robin is active mostly during the day and assembles in large flocks at night. They're often among the first songbirds to sing as dawn rises or hours before, and the last as evening sets in. The song varies regionally.
They work a long day.
They do. The song varies regionally, and its style varies by the time of day.
Oh.
The American robin also sings when storms approach and again when storms have passed.
It welcomes and it says goodbye.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's so nice, the robin.
So female robins choose their nest sites, and she builds the nest from the inside out, pressing dead grass and twigs into a cup shape using the wrist of one wing. I didn't know the wing had a wrist, but apparently it does.
Okay.
That's what she uses. Other materials include paper, feathers, or moss, in addition to grass and twigs. Once the cup is formed, she reinforces the nest using soft mud gathered from worm castings to make a heavy, sturdy nest. And I was surprised when I picked the nest up yesterday. It was
the sturdy
heavy.
Construction?
Oh, yeah. It was solid.
Really? It was heavy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
She then lines the nest with fine dry grass, and the finished nest is 6 to 8 inches across and 3 to 6 inches high.
Wow.
Yeah. The American robin begins to breed shortly after returning to its summer range. It's one of the first North American bird species to lay eggs and normally has 2 to 3 broods per breeding season, which lasts from April to July, each time laying 3 to 5 sky blue eggs that take roughly 14 days to hatch.
Oh, what a pretty color, sky blue.
On average, though, only 40% of nests successfully produce young. So,
well, sir,
my poor nest was in the 60%. That's
you're in the majority,
sad.
But still is very sad.
Only 25% of those fledged young survive to November.
Mm.
From that point on, about half of the robins alive in any year will make it to the next. The longest known lifespan of an American robin in the wild was 14 years, but the average lifespan is only 2 years. 2 years.
It's only 2 years, and one lived to 14 years.
Yeah, somehow one lived to 14, but the average is about two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does his feather get all gray, do you think?
Like I would think so, right?
His chest goes gray.
Maybe. I don't know. Though known for being worm eaters, robins have varied diets. Research shows that they mostly eat fruits in the fall and winter and include more insects and worms in their spring and summer diets.
Okay.
You can occasionally spot a tipsy robin in the late winter and early spring.
Doesn't fly straight?
Thanks to the fermented berries that they eat. So they sometimes eat and then they, like, I don't know, stumble around. I'm not sure.
These parts are getting drunk?
I guess. Yeah.
All right. That's getting good.
Often considered a symbol of spring, not all American robins are migratory. Many American robins spend the whole winter in their breeding range, but because they spend more time roosting in trees and less time in your yard, you're less likely to see them.
Oh, okay.
Robin roosts can be huge, sometimes including 250,000 birds during the winter.
Jeez.
Robins that do migrate can cover a lot of ground. Records show that some birds have traveled up to 3,000 miles from Iowa to Alaska during their spring migration.
And boy, are my arms tired. That's a long way to fly.
Mm-hmm. Do you have robins in your yard? Have you noticed?
No. I've seen a cardinal.
Uh-huh.
I've seen blue jay.
Yeah.
Now, my neighbor, he likes to photograph the birds. So he does things to attract birds to his backyard.
Oh, I see.
And I think they overflow into mine.
I'm sure they do.
By accident.
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Robin, did you?
Yeah. So we're going to play Rockin' Robin by Bobby Day.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Tweet, tweet. Bobby Day, Rockin' Robin. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that on Legends 102.7?
Well, because we were talking about robins to kick off our theme week this week on birds.
We began with a splash.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I am.
Go.
All right. Robins are the most abundant land birds in North America.
They are among the first birds to sing in the early morning.
And the average lifespan is only about 2 years.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. But one robin did live in the wild.
Somehow.
To 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it's the lady. So forgive me for my ignorance. The ladybirds build the nest.
Yeah.
What are the fella birds doing?
Supervising. I don't know.
Are they just flying around just hanging out at the bar?
I guess. I don't know. Not sure.
Chilling with the fellas, that kind of thing?
Maybe. I don't know.
And the ladybird's building the whole...
Yeah, and she, let me tell you, she works fast.
She does.
She, yeah.
You said she built that damaged nest that you took.
It was like overnight. Like literally, I took the, because there was like some long pieces of, I don't know, grass or whatever up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it down, and then literally the next morning, full on nest up there.
That's amazing.
It was like crazy.
That's incredible. All right. Yep. Folks want to learn more about the American robin, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. Yeah. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Beautiful. We'll check it out, Sarah. I'm looking forward to more on your theme week. So many birds to choose from.
So many birds.
Fingers crossed you pick my favorite sometime this week.
What's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite at all. I just wanted to act like I was involved.
Okay.
All right. Back tomorrow at 4:10. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather and more of your favorites on the way on Legends 102.7.
Why is the sciatica back? You thought it was gone. It was gone, but now it's back. But this time it's worse than...